Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Kolder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. This is Satan Out of the Closet, number 4. And it really brings out what's happening in the world. People don't know that God's laws and God's commandments and God's reaction is always there. If you go against God, and more people go against God, and a majority of people are against God, or don't believe in God, or don't acknowledge God, then Satan fills the void. And look at what he has today to do it. Look at all of the high-tech things that are there. Look at all of the television, all of the movies, all of the social media. A lot of that is centered. And look at the government. Look at the education. Look at your own life. What do you follow? What do you believe? Do you follow Satan or do you follow God? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Do you know who God is? Do you know what God expects? Well, let's see what Satan has done and how he has done it to deceive all nations, because that's important. Like we covered in the last segment, God is not way off someplace. He knows what's going on, and he is the one who lets Satan out. When there is gross sin, and people have to choose, are you going to go Satan's way, or are you going to go God's way? You can't go halfway in between and have a mixture. And let me tell you the truth about the establishment Christianity of this world is satanic. Oh, but they're such nice preachers. Oh, they use the Bible. But they do it deceitfully, as we saw in the last segment. So let's see how Satan works. Ephesians, the 2nd chapter. Let's see the power that Satan has over the whole world. And as it says in 1 John 5:19, the whole world is in the power of the wicked one. Have you ever heard the song? The whole world is in his hands. The whole world is in his hands. That is a hymn to Satan. Have you ever heard a large audience singing that and really whipped up in all the emotion? The world is in his hand. And they don't have a clue that they're worshiping Satan because they're deceived. Are you deceived in your life and what you believe? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Why don't you get out the Bible and sit down and look at the Ten Commandments and ask yourself, how many of those do I keep and obey, which God says if you do, you would be blessed. But you don't. So why do you have so much trouble? Because you have left God. And who stepped in to fill the void? Satan the devil, coming like a purring little kitten to deceive you. But remember, the little cubs of a lion grow up. And if you continue with Satan, he's going to devour you like a lion. Ephesians 2, verse 1. Now you were dead in trespasses and sins in which you walked in time past according to the course of this world. What do we have now? We want to have a one world. One world government, one world religion, one world way of buying and selling goods, right? Which is called what? In the Bible, the mark of the beast. It's coming. What are you going to do? Let's read on. According to the prince of the power of the air. That's another name for Satan the devil. Does he control all the airwaves of communication today, of business today? Huh? What about your smartphone? What about your texting? What about your watching digital programs? Prince of the power of the air. Now notice, the spirit, Satan is a spirit, and he has spiritual power, and he projects it and gets people to believe lies, to misinterpret the scripture, to accept evil, to believe that evil is good. We'll see that in a minute. But notice the spirit that is now working within, or inner working, that means in the minds and thoughts of people. Within the children of disobedience. What does that mean? Who are the children of disobedience? Anyone who breaks the commandments of God. You are a child of disobedience against God. His laws and his commandments have not been done away. That is one of the greatest satanic lies in the whole world, which the establishment Christianity of this world believes. You cannot do away with the laws of God. They will do away with you. You want that? You want more trouble and difficulties like we're having in America and various places around the world because people are following Satan the devil? Is that what you want? Who do you serve? Who do you worship? Who do you obey? What do you believe? Now, notice, children of disobedience, among whom also we all once had our conduct. That shows those who repented and come to God understand what the truth is. But notice what their conduct was, doing the things willed by the flesh and by the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest of the world. Now, how does that work? Come back here to Romans, the first chapter, and we'll pick up where we left off in the previous segment. Now, we know from Jeremiah 18 that God is judging all nations all the time, meaning not just the nations, but everyone in the nation. And his judgment is going to be horrific. Let's see how it starts. Verse 22. We'll just repeat this. While professing themselves to be the wise ones, they became fools. Did you know that the word Sophia is the same word for philosophia, a lover of wisdom, and philosophy of this world has replaced the truth of God? They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of an image of corruptible man, of birds, of four-footed creatures, and creeping things. For this cause, God, see, God looks down. God acts. You may not understand how he's going to act. You may not understand how the forces that he lets loose are going to come, but he has let Satan out of the closet and all the demons with him. For this cause, God also abandoned them to uncleanness through the lust of their hearts, to disgrace their bodies between themselves. What's the first thing that Satan wants to get at? Perverted sex, homosexuality, lesbianism, sex with animals, changing genders. That is the most vicious and evil thing that can happen, gender change. But in America, we're so understanding that we must respect their choice. Well, their choices are destroying the nation.
Do you really want in our schools, from the elementary grades, that children will impose perversions that lead to degradation and extinction? that they were taught that besides a man and a woman, there were some other genders and were offered sex change operations? Do you really want this for our country, for our children? All this is unacceptable for us. We have our own different future. Such a total denial of human being, a rejection of faith and traditional values. Suppression of freedom begins to look like a perverted religion, outright Satanism.
Let's read on. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie? The lie that we human beings must solve our own problems. The whole course of history teaches us human beings can never solve their own problems. They must come to God and love God and keep His commandments. And if they don't, they are headed for destruction. What do you think happened to Japan and Germany in World War II? Given over wholly, possessed by Satan.
Hitler himself talks of suicide. Then Hitler reportedly meets famed astrologer Erich Jan Hanussen. Hanussen makes an unlikely prediction. In 30 days, a turning point, perhaps even power.
Well, this is impossible. In December of 1932, Hitler had no hope of gaining this type of power.
Hanussen suggests there is a tool to help Hitler realize his goal, a good luck charm.
Hanussen tells Hitler that he must go back to the town where he was born and find a mandrake root.
A mandrake is a man-shaped root said by European occultists to possess powerful medicinal properties. According to author Peter Lavenda, Hitler asked Hanussen to find the root. Hanussen travels to Hitler's hometown and digs up a mandrake from a butcher's backyard. On New Year's Day, 1933, Hanussen presents the charm to Hitler. According to Professor Nicholas Goodrich Clark, this is Hitler's mandrake.
That Hitler had even received such an object and was prepared to accept it suggests some remarkable susceptibility to superstition or occult power at this time.
This Vienna newspaper shows Hitler with the mandrake. From a wire around its neck hung a capsule.
And in this capsule were some verses that Hanussen had allegedly written describing a league or bond between himself, the mandrake, and Hitler. These verses described that Hitler would have unlimited power and good fortune so long as he held true to this bond or league between himself and Hanussen and the mandrake.
Then, on February 26th, in a seance led by Hanussen, another vision was said to appear. A great building on fire. The next day, the Reichstag, home to Parliament, goes up in flames. Some still questioned who started the fire, but not who benefited. The Nazis.
With the Reichstag fire, they begin to pass a series of decrees that increasingly give them the legal means in which to go after people they deem to be their enemies. And they can incarcerate them, they can hold them without charge.
Within a year and a half of the Reichstag fire, President Paul von Hindenburg dies. Hitler's allies pass a law making Hitler head of state, leader of the army, and master of Germany. Once in command, the Nazis consolidate power and eliminate rivals. Among the casualties are astrologers, mystics, and occultists who helped Hitler on his rise to power.
And God had to destroy them with a horrific destruction. So now, We brought that over here to America, right? So what do you think's going to happen? Now, verse 26, for this cause, God abandoned them to disgraceful passions. Here comes a perverted sex. For even their women changed the natural use of sex into that which is contrary to nature. And isn't that true? Hasn't that happened? Lesbians with their sex toys and animals? In the same manner also, the men, having left the natural use of sex with the woman, were inflamed in their lustful passions one toward another, men with men shamelessly committing lewd acts and receiving back within themselves a fitting penalty for their error. Isn't that true? How many homosexuals are there? How many perverts are there? Are they getting to be 50% of the population or more? Let's read on. Verse 28. In exact proportion as they did not consent to have God in their knowledge, God abandoned them. The third abandonment. What abandonment of God are you in? Number one, two, or three? God abandoned them. Here's what happens. To a reprobate mind. That means a mind that cannot think properly. And that's what we have with all of these perversions going on. Satan is out of the closet, stirring up the minds of men and women and children and churches and schools and government everywhere. And that's noted by the lies that are coming out of it. Now notice, reprobate mind to practice those things which are immoral, ungodly. One of the most ungodly things now is taking little children and convincing them that they can change sex and sending them off to the hospital to get operation or take drugs without their parents even knowing it. That is the ultimate perversion. And yet we are told that we must respect that. So here's what happens after that. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, guile, evil disposition, whisperers. That sounds like the nightly news. The supposed Christian school in Tennessee, one of the students went there, was a girl, and then she decided she's a man, and then she decided she's going to kill them. And look at what you have. That is mental illness and satanic possession of the highest caliber. Slanderers, God haters, oh, they don't want the name of God. They don't want anything about God at all. No, no. Insolent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things and practices, disobedient to parents, void of understanding. They don't know what's right or wrong. Covenant breakers, you can't trust their word. Without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful, and that's what we have today. Because the whole woke movement, the whole extreme left of the Democrat Party and any other political party or religious party that practices those things are of Satan, the devil. That includes in America, beginning with our president, beginning with his advisors, beginning with those in Congress, who are given over to these aberrant and satanic things and trying to make them laws so they can carry out their wickedness on the rest of the society because the society had turned their backs on God. Do you understand what is happening? Now, let's come to Isaiah, the 5th chapter. Let's see a prophecy of this. What God does, and God's hand of correction is coming, And that's what is upon this nation and every nation on the earth that goes contrary to God's way. And this bringing in a one world government, one world religion is straight out of the cauldrons of Satan the devil. And it's going to come because this world is rejecting God. This world is rejecting truth. Let's pick it up here in verse 18. Now God lets you know that when you go against him, trouble is coming. May not come all at once. And it may not come in the beginning. But it's coming. Just like the homosexuals who believe in homosexuality and all of their aberrant sexual practices. Then they're hit with AIDS, HIV, other sexual diseases. See, it didn't come at once when they first started. But look at what happened to them. Isaiah 5, verse 18. Notice how it starts out. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin with cart ropes. That is just pulling it out of everything. Every evil thing comes along. What does it say? It doesn't say blessed. It says woe. Do we have woeful things happening to us today? Yes, indeed. Don't you think all of those drug addicts who are homeless and on the street and the government evilly provides the money and the place to come and shoot up? If that is not a height of evil, I don't know what it is. But they look upon themselves and be, oh, we're understanding. We're looking out for them so they don't get sick. But you're not looking out for them so that they don't die of what you are, with government sanctions, putting into their systems. Who say, let us hurry and hasten his work so that we may see it. Let the purpose of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come so that we may know. All the evil that's coming upon you, that's from God through Satan because you've rejected God. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. That's what we have today. Oh, you don't want to keep the commandments of God. That's evil. The law is evil. The law is a curse. That is a lie. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness? Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Didn't we read that in Romans, the first chapter? Yes, because all of this comes in cycles. And it has to do with what people are thinking. Now, one thing most people don't understand is this. When God brought the flood, he didn't go by just the actions that they had. He said that the thoughts of man were only evil continually, every single individual. So that's why he destroyed it. Now you think on that. Woe to those who are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, and you can just put in there today, drugs. Who justify the wicked for a bribe. Isn't that happening? Can you get any of these people? Can you get the Biden family, the robbers and thieves and corruptors through Red China? Can you get anyone to convict them of anything? And yet, if a man who doesn't believe in abortion goes and stands at abortion clinic and is praying for those going in and hoping they won't go in and kill a child, he's arrested. He'd put in chains and irons and led off to prison. Verse 24, therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame burns up the chaff, their root shall be like rottenness and their blossom shall go up like dust because. Here's the cause. Listen up. Here is the cause. You want to know what's wrong with everything in the world? Here is the cause. Because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Do you despise the word of God? Do you know those people who despise the word of God? And you know why those three teachers and those three students were shot in Tennessee by that so-called transgender? Because she despised the word of God. She despised doing what is right. And the school, I don't know how they could have stopped it, but you see what happens when you allow the grossest of evil to take hold. Look at what happens. Now, what happens here? What's going to happen because of things like that and everything that's taking place in the world? How many church leaders do you hear stand up and say, we need to repent and come back to God because sin is the transgression or the breaking of His law? And we must keep His commandments. And we must start with the first four commandments, and namely commandment number four, keeping the Sabbath. No, there's not one. Here it is, verse 25. Therefore the anger of the Lord is kindled against His people, and He has stretched out His hand against them and has stricken them. And the hills trembled, and their dead bodies were as filth in the midst of the street. In all this, His anger is not turned away, but His hand is stretched out still, because there's more correction to come. How much more can we stand? How much more can we take? Are we going to learn anything at all from things that have taken place in the past? Are we going to learn anything at all concerning the Word of God? Are we going to come to God and say, oh, Lord God, forgive me you for all my sins. You alone are right. My ways are wrong. I have no idea what to do. So lead me in your truth. Forgive me for my sins. That's the only way as an individual that you can come out of it. This world is going to go on down the road to self-destruction on a magnitude we cannot fathom. And it's going to come. What will you do? Will you come to God His way? Now, we'll talk about that in the next segment a bit. But until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, thank you for inviting me into your home. Till next time, so long, everyone.